Espresso. Welcome to Espresso Coffee Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. On this week's episode, The Final Frontier.
If he says he's eternal, okay. I don't know. What was he doing? I don't know. You know, was he fiddling with creation here and there? Could be. You know, who knows? He has a little playground and he's just got a little sandbox and he's tinkering.
Well, now, there's something for everyone.
Yeah, stay tuned. You might actually learn something.
This week's episode is sponsored by listeners such as yourself. If you would like to sponsor an episode or donate, check out the podcast description for more details.
Yeah, you're always after my money.
All right, welcome to Espresso Coffee Talk. This is our second episode. I'm very excited. And I have returning for tonight, I have my very special guest, who is a friend. He's a family member. He is somebody I call jerk, only in good, you know, whatever. Please welcome Mr. Dan McClure.
Hey, that's right. I am special. Yes. Without air quotes. Yes.
That nobody can see.
Exactly. Yes. No air quotes, please. That's it's right. Good to be back. Doggone it.
Daggone it. Listen, we've had some good responses from our first episode. Had some good feedback with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I heard the same thing, and I thought it turned out pretty well.
Absolutely.
As the very first. So, this is the second.
Yeah. So, you are invited back, as is the point.
As it should be.
Exactly. Okay, so our topic tonight, this is kind of giving people a glimpse into what we, what we dive into. But our topic tonight is, was Earth created to be the final destination for all creation? And here's where I'm going with it. And here's why it's a question that I'm bringing up. You know, there, whether you believe in angelic beings, spiritual beings, or whatever, I mean, even in modern culture, we are diving into the idea that there are other life forms out there somewhere, whether they're interdimensional, whether they're extraterrestrial, or what. And they seem to be interested in Earth. That seems to be, I mean, culture has embraced that now. So the question, the reason I'm pondering this question is, if it's all true, or, you know, regardless what you believe about aliens or whatever, was Earth, and this is because I understand that that people with different backgrounds, different beliefs will probably listen to this podcast. So assuming that some intelligent higher power developed and created this Earth, was it meant to be the final destination for all creation?
Right. And that's a brain puzzler, because when you presented that to me, I went, okay. Then you have to kind of do some head scratching and going, do we have things that possibly back this up? Mm-hmm. Again, 100%, but it is. It's interesting, and you and I have gone through this. Mm-hmm. It's interesting as we've batted around. Why would God, the Creator, in a sense, pick out this one place,
right,
and make it a place where he does creation, some out of nothing, but then he creates humans out of clay and mud and all that stuff. But he doesn't, interesting, he doesn't with animals breathe his spirit into. We are breathed his spirit, his life force, whatever you want to call it, he breathed into us. So something unique happened there. Mm-hmm. And you and I, but why? And this kind of relates to it, is did he create the Earth as this why? I guess why would he have done it? Because we have, I think you pointed out in Revelation. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in Revelation. I'm not trying to make it as if it's 100%. You can figure it out because you can't. But there is that, you know, where it comes towards the end of Revelation, where God's kingdom, which is a big cube, does appear. It doesn't rest on earth. It is above the earth, according to what I'm reading. It could be wrong. But his residence becomes, and in a sense, it sounds like instead of the sun, that this kingdom becomes the radiant sun and life for folks. That's what it sounds like. So I don't know what happens to the rest of the angelic beings or the other, and that's a whole other topic when it comes to the other realm that's out there.
Right.
You know, what are they thinking about?
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, okay, so let's...
I don't know.
Let's go and let's use what we've got anyway as far as some sort of... We have science to say that, well, the Earth is 150 billion years old or whatever it is. I don't know exactly. Right. But
I don't either. Yeah.
But science doesn't have any sort of... what do I want to say? It doesn't have a starting point. I mean, it can answer processes and all that, but it can't answer why. And it can't seem to show us, you know, what was the purpose? What started it all and why? And why did this have to happen and whatever. So the only thing that I know in ancient culture, I mean, everybody accepted that there was a God that created the earth and there were human beings that were placed on this earth.
Right.
Okay. So if you take a biblical text, you go back and, you know, it says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then it goes into all of how it worked and how he formed man and all that. And then it says he formed this garden. And in the midst of the garden, he put man in the garden and he told man to guard it, keep it, you know, whatever. And you go through the whole idea of how animals come into being. And then you go through the idea of how a woman came into being. And then all of a sudden, this sort of creature shows up. You don't hear about him, but they know of him, apparently, because what they say is, so now the serpent, he's one of the wisest creatures. Well, who is this serpent? And he comes along and he supposedly tempts the man and the woman because they were told not to eat of this one fruit from this one tree. If they did, they would die. And then so began the rest of humanity under this sort of curse. But so the foundation is that God created this earth. And it was meant to be this, you know, this new creation. And man was going to rule over it. He told him, you know, you have authority over the birds, the fish, the animals, beasts that roam the earth, all of it. You have authority over it. And so now all of a sudden this guy comes in and he's tempting them. And so let's start there and go, what's the angle?
Right. And you and I have gone into that discussion, and we'll clarify this somewhat, but I think down the road when it comes towards further podcasts and mm-hmm. we'll get into this, but yeah, we'll hit on this. But you're correct. You and I have batted through this before. Yeah, this, and again, to clarify, and this is really good, especially if it gets into the church realm, we call him Satan. It's not a name.
Right.
Satan is not a name. It is a title. So it is. He's called the accuser. So this accuser comes in, and you're right. We don't know where he comes from. There is the teaching that he possibly is an angel. I'm questionable about that one, and that's a whole nother podcast. But he comes in somehow, whether he's an angel or some other being that Jesus says he's been a liar since the beginning. Does that mean the beginning of his life, or he's always been the one? So he accuses God of, hey, he's holding stuff back from you. If you eat of this, you're going to know good and evil. So he begins to accuse God of not sharing, putting and paraphrasing, the whole truth, which then causes the human beings to be inquisitive as we are and go, ooh, what does that really mean? So, yeah, the question is, for me, it's a two-parter. Mm-hmm. You got the humans, the actual creatures on Earth, mm-hmm. that are subject under God, who is a creation. But then you have the other realm, which is the unseen realm. We don't know what ramifications this had in that. And again, it really comes down to how folks were angels created at the same time. God, we can debate that all the time. Have they always been here? Don't know. Is there another realm? The accuser, where did he come from? Maybe he was created, maybe he wasn't. So the question is what is what does the other realm think about when this happens? Again, you and I can theorize what we think may have happened. We can't, 100%. But this world comes into being, the universe comes into being, God, the creator, comes in, creates it all, puts everything there, everything's good. Mm-hmm. And again, then you have this thorn in the side that comes in and accuses, which throws everything out. And I guess it goes back to why did God, we can't answer it, but it's an interest, why did God decide to do what he did? Mm-hmm. I mean, he creates a being out of, breathes it, in a sense, breathes part of his life force into us.
Right.
And then it comes down to what you were saying. What's the reason of doing all this? Is he trying to set up something, I guess, eternal on this earth that will last forever? Mm-hmm. Well, then it goes, and then the accuser comes in and messes it all up, tinkers with it, and now you're in this chess match. I call it a chess match, where things go south, humanity does this, God says, okay, let's do this, mixes up the languages. So God, all throughout this, is trying to figure out how, maybe he already has figured it out, but trying different ways to get us back to the realm of perfection and abiding to his will.
Right.
We haven't reached it yet. But again, you're wondering, why would he go through all this if we're just pawn on a chessboard? What does it matter? It seems to really matter for some reason.
Right.
Why this earth, why the creation, and why he puts so much into it. I mean, even to the point where Jesus is crucified. I mean, this is a human sacrifice to save all mankind. This is not anything little. This is huge.
Right.
And it goes back, why? What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. I mean...
Right. So, okay, let's rewind just a little bit then, and let's talk about angels. What do you know about angels? I mean, because you do, for centuries, everybody has had this idea that angels are these cute little things that float around with robes and nice little wings and a golden halo and whatever else.
Yes.
And they're very prevalent around Christmas time.
Yes, with it. Yeah, with all the wings and yes, halo. Yes,
yes, with a Christmas tree up their backside,
jammed right down. Yeah,
okay.
Sure, they love it.
Anyway,
yeah, because go ahead.
No, so and you and I have talked about this, but angels are far from what people have come to understand that they really truly are.
Yeah, I wish, and I've talked to several pastors, and even you, I said, I wish pastors would do a PowerPoint presentation, either on a sermon or whatever, saying, here's the visual of what we think angels are. Angels, halos, wings. And then, and you can go online and then show them really what angels are according to, I think it's Daniel, Ezekiel, even John. When they present this, there are no angels with wings.
Right.
There are none. I think if pastors really did this, people would be shocked. I mean, you got things that are circles within circles with eyes spinning. One creature has a face, lion, eagle. I forget the other two, human and something else.
Yeah.
But it's a four-faced creature.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have other things that are on flame and all that stuff. So these are creatures beyond our understanding.
Right.
And they have different roles as, you know, I think it comes down to us too. Us as humans, we have different roles and the gifts and the gift sets we have. And they've been authorized to do those. Now, were they created? I don't know. I mean, I don't. It does. I guess it comes out, does it really matter? People really get into this debate. Oh, it's like, okay, doesn't really matter if they were created or been here eternally. I don't know.
No,
but God can do whatever he wants to do.
So the source of what we understand about angels is biblical. And so in the Bible, angels are nothing more than or nothing less really than servants of God.
Right. It sounds like they're messengers. Certain ones have different roles as a messenger. Some have the authority to watch over and guard over certain kingdoms,
right?
Just like Israel. So some have their roles are very, I wouldn't say dictatorish, but they have a role of leadership, governance.
Yes.
They're to govern over, and God allows that to happen.
Yes.
And they're under God's command. So this goes to another thing. If there are angels that are following and abiding God's command, it sounds like there's another dimension which have decided not to follow and to, in a sense, accuse and do whatever. How many there are, don't know. Who's their leader? Everyone keeps saying Satan. I don't know. It never says, everyone's scripture, I don't think, that Satan is the leader. The accuser is the leader of this force. He seems to be the massive general, but the driving force, but there's no indication that he's, you know, the master of control over all these. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how many angels there are, that's a whole nother question.
Right.
And there could be roles that angels are doing we're not privy to.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the human side of it, physical matter is arranged, the fact that we can touch, feel, and then you have the invisible, the other dimension. And how many, what their whole role is, that's a big question.
Right.
So, we can scratch our head on that one. I don't think you're not going to know until you enter into that realm. No one's going to know.
Right. So, okay, we have these beings that they are beyond description. I mean, some of them have like eyeballs everywhere, like you said, and they've got different faces on them. Some of them look like wheels. Some of them look like, you know, these massive men with swords and whatever. Who knows?
Right.
Nevertheless, they're servants of God. And then in the New Testament, Paul, he's in 1 Corinthians, and he's writing to the church in Corinth, and he says to them, he's talking about not taking people to the courts of the world, but rather get all your stuff together, you know, judge all your stuff within your own community because you are righteous. And he goes on to say, don't you understand that we will judge even the angels? So here I am. I'm going, okay, here's all these angels. They've been around. And if you read the Genesis account of creation, I think even then it says that the angels, once it was done, the angels rejoiced. So you know that they were around during the time of creation and before man was created or whatever. So let's, again, we're just taking this biblical account. For those who are listening and who are going, well, I'm not into the Bible. I don't believe in the Bible. This is just one avenue we're taking. So we're reading this and you're going, okay, God developed this earth and he developed all these people who, well, you know, it ended up being be fruitful and multiply. That's how all these people come to be. But he says that they should subdue the land. They should take authority over the land and they should, you know, be in authority over the birds and the fish and the whatever. But all these angels were already created. And I mean, taking a look at these guys, I mean, let me first ask you, would you ever want to come up against any one of these guys?
I think if we actually saw one, no. I mean, I think we'd be, be speechless, scared crapless. And we see throughout Scripture certain humans who come in encounter with angels, and some think they're gods or is the God just because of who they are. I mean, it would be beyond words if suddenly this angelic being, you and I sitting right here, would suddenly appear in my room or your room.
Right.
We would be without words. Mm-hmm. So would I want to encounter one of these? Thinking about it, you know, probably not. Probably scare the crap out of you.
Right.
I think you would bow, you would drop to the ground in fear and adoration. It's an unknown.
Right.
Because one of these beings, especially if one that appears circle and eyes, that would be bizarre beyond words. I mean, really, it's an alien. These things, again, you and I get in that discussion. This isn't what the church, angels come with wings. This is not what Scripture teaches. These things are bizarre looking, mm-hmm. and would, I think, cause anybody, I think you would just sit there in great fear and awe going, holy crap, what is that?
Right.
Not knowing what to say.
Right. Right. Okay. So you have these angels and you have these beings who God creates this place and he says, I'm going to create it and I'm going to create these beings that are going to have authority over it. By the way, years and years down the road, they're going to have authority over you, angels, and to be able to judge you, whatever that means and looks like, because I'm still, that's a head scratcher for me that we're going to judge angels. But they're going to have authority over you. Okay, now I'm going, well, this makes a little bit more sense why somebody would come down and go, well, we need to put a halt to this. Here we are. I'm a creation, or I've been praising God day and night, or I've been doing this for God day and night, and all of a sudden he creates this earth, and he wants to give it to these people who have not even been created yet. Excuse me? What are we? And they're going to judge us? What's that about? And so I have this sense that these beings get together and they go, we're gonna put a stop to this. You go down, because here's what God told them, that they can't eat from this tree. So you go down, deceive them, they're gonna die. And then as they procreate, we're gonna go down and we're gonna make new creatures. They're gonna be something that God doesn't want. So we're going to have our way with women down on the earth, and which is, again, mind-boggling because I didn't know angels could do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you and I have gone through this.
Right.
We can't answer that. Did yeah, did they invade someone else, you know, in a sense, come in and take over a body? Or did they come down and, we're always taught angels are sexless. I don't know. I mean, somehow it happened.
Right.
But I get, it's one of these things where it's a big head scratcher going, how did this happen? What was the, back when this was, when this was put into the Old Testament, it must have made sense to them.
It had to have, yeah.
Somehow, yeah, somehow along the way, we have lost something in, I guess, in the translation of what did this really mean? Because it is a, okay. But, yeah, when it comes back to, I guess, the argument point of is heaven the ultimate place? Not the race, we're created. Some, and I don't know if this was originally that God just told the heavenly host, you know, these guys are going to be the pinnacle of creation.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to not just be spiritual, but also physical.
Mm-hmm.
Where the heavenly realm, you are spiritual only. I'm going to put the breath of life into them, the spiritual part of them, into a physical matter body. And this is going to become the pinnacle of creation.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was originally lined up that way, mm-hmm, at the beginning of creation. And then, was there a force behind that going, we thought we were the pinnacle. And we can go anywhere, be anything, do anything. And now you're telling us, I mean, if they have the same thoughts, And they understand, again, we don't know. Did they understand good and evil? Did the angels understand that? There must have been some understanding of it. Because then you have the accuser coming down to throw chaos into the world. To, in a sense, say, no, this is not going to be perfect anymore.
Right.
These creatures, I'm going to end this real quick and cause chaos, which he did. Was there another force? Is there another force? Yes, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
That is trying to stop what God is attempting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Was this part of their original plan? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounds that way. Some folks didn't like it. Some of the angelic beings did not like it.
Right.
And they decided to do what they could to end it. And then you have the accuser coming in who becomes the driving force in all this. Your original premise, yes, it does sound like the earth and this location is now the center of this epic battle.
Mm-hmm.
And it may just be because you have a spiritual force that enters a physical being. And it's a new dimension in understanding creation. Because again, we don't know. And you can, I've heard this forever, where was God at? I don't know what God was doing, how long he had been here. He says he's eternal. Okay. I don't know. What was he doing? I don't know. was he fiddling with creation here and there? Could be. Who knows? He has a little playground and he's just got a little sandbox and he's tinkering. I don't know what went, he's having fun and he's kind of stirring things up. He goes, hey, I could do this. Maybe just came by chance. I'm throwing all kinds of things out because we don't know what he was doing beforehand. Right. Or all of a sudden, was all of his intent always to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he just go, I'm going to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
Something that will become the pinnacle of creation and ultimately of where things should go to, in a sense, bring maybe to bring the universe together, both the physical universe and the spiritual universe. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
As humans, we're used to the physical. We don't see the spiritual.
Right.
So there is a spiritual universe, and it could be, like you said, he's trying to bring it all together.
Mm-hmm.
to make it all fit together. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can do that is to create an earth physical, beings physical, but have the dimension of God linked to them. Yeah, you could spend your night all, you could spend your head all night long on this one, mm-hmm. which hopefully will.
That's the goal. So maybe part of the question then is, do we as humans think or understand rather maybe that there is some sort of spiritual link to a physical being? And that maybe we call it, I mean, even when you say interdimensional, because we don't have a grasp, we don't have an understanding of what that means necessarily. I mean, we almost think it still has to be outside this realm that we understand. And all we can seem to think is in this sort of three-dimensional, for lack of better way of saying it, this sort of three-dimensional thing where we have this physical being, this physical realm. You know, we've got skies, trees, ground, you name it. And beyond this earth, we have what, you know, whatever they show us images of, because nobody else has been there. So we have this understanding, but then there's this interdimensional realm that we can call a spiritual realm, where it's not necessarily outside of the realm, but it actually coexists within our realm, and it's actually linked to our realm. And I'm not sure if we grab a hold of that. It's almost like everything that happens in this sort of spiritual realm has an effect or a manifestation in this physical realm that we do understand.
Yes, I agree with you. I believe it's interlinked. Mm-hmm. The more years go on, we keep thinking, this is that heaven's out there, hell's down there. Well, if it's interlinked, it's all involved in everything we are. Mm-hmm. I hate to put Star Wars like the Force and all that stuff. It's interlinked. It's part of who we are. Not that everything has a spirit trees and all that stuff, but it's interacting with us without us really knowing that it's interacting with. That's my theory, is that if angels, archangels, all these things are interdimensional, which means they can be in our presence, we just don't know it. Mm-hmm. So their universe is similar but not similar to ours. Because, again, can they be at all places? No, they can't. Our understanding is angels are finite. They cannot just all of a sudden be here then someplace else. It's just they're not physical. Mm-hmm. So I believe this dimension is not up there, down there. It's here. Mm-hmm. Now, where God resides, this is a different ball of wax, because, again, when you get to Revelation, his kingdom, this thing, this cube, all of a sudden appears. Does he rule there, or is he just creating it in the end for our, in a sense, as we get it reestablished into the perfection? I don't know. I mean, we see different folks in Scripture getting glimpses,
right,
of his realm. Again, they're only describing what they can describe, whether it's fire and this. They're seeing things that probably they just can't fathom or describe. How do I describe this? So they're doing the best, mm-hmm, to give a verbal visualization of, here's what I'm seeing, but I don't understand it. So God is in a realm, but God is, it sounds like his dimension, his force is with us as well. We just can't grapple that because we're finite. I mean, for me to go from where I'm at now to downstairs, I have to walk. I can't just think about it and then be there.
And be there, right.
I can't just want to, I just can't want to be over in Europe and suddenly I'm there. We can't do that. I don't know if angels can suddenly, it sounds like God can, the creator can, but angels are also, they are, I mean, you have angels who get in, who are actually held, I don't want to say hostage, but they're stopped.
Right.
And they can't move forward until they get other help. So they are also limited. But back to this, they are engaging with us, I believe, all the time. How they're doing it, I don't know. What activities they're doing all the time,
don't know.
Don't know. Again, I'm not going to, unless one appears and we have a nice conversation, we're not going to know anything until we actually cross over into the next realm. Mm-hmm. And then, again, we've seen this. Again, I've studied some stuff. It's a whole other podcast on folks who have dealt with after, you know, folks who have died and come back, mm-hmm. and they're seeing stuff. Most have the same sort of pictures. Is that just your brain thinking things, or is it actually happening? Or what they're saying coming back is the beginning of the transition from this realm into the next. That's my thinking, yes.
Right.
So we're getting glimpses of what this afterlife is. But it still comes back to, in the end, it sounds like no matter what, this earth is going to be reestablished. And there's going to be a physical force here again. Mm-hmm. Those who trust and believe in the Creator and abide by what He has set out, we're going to be on this earth. A new earth. I don't think He's going to destroy this one. I think He's just going to do a wipe.
Sort of a restoration.
Yeah, that's my thoughts. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. No. Who cares? But yeah, the angelic force, this other dimension, has to be present within us, interacting somehow. I don't know. I wish I knew what activities are involved in kingdoms. It sounds like you have some rulers, both good and bad, that are established here on this earth. Mm-hmm. By different governments, and God allows it under His authority. So this earth becomes a magnet for some sort of everything.
Right.
And I don't know why.
Right. Let's say this then. If you were in, you were mankind and you were in authority over all of this stuff, and this being came, deceived you out of it, which kind of, it's funny because it kind of correlates to Jacob and Esau, really, kind of, where Esau kind of is deceived out of his birthright.
Yes. Yeah.
And it ends up going to Jacob. But mankind is deceived out of their inheritance of being in authority. And so how does that then... I mean, at some point, that has to be regained. And obviously not for Adam and Eve. I mean, maybe, I don't know if God wouldn't go, okay, well, yeah, Adam and Eve, they're going to be in the next life. Who knows?
I know, yeah.
It sounds like I presume. Yeah, it sounds like that He hung out with them even after they left the garden.
Yeah, I mean, we have glimpses of that. Mm-hmm. We do. Where somehow, for some reason, they're doing sacrifices.
Right.
So God has interacted and has given them some sort of commands. We don't know what it was, but some sort of rules and regulations. I need you to do this because Cain and Abel, you know, Abel's sacrifice is pleasing to God, Cain's is not. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know why.
Right.
But they were doing it. So God set up, yes, I believe God was interactive with them, giving them, commands, and we need you to do this because, you decided to take things in your own and you wanted to shape this world to what you think it should be, and now look what you're facing. So because of that, now you're going to have to do this, this, this. But on the other side is you have that, but now you have this other force behind that, which is also continually trying to thwart what God's trying to do.
Right.
So you have God trying to reestablish that kingdom with rules and regulations and things he must, you know, this is what you have to do. That force continues to go against and to accuse and misalign humans. So,
yeah. At which point you really have to go, why?
Yeah.
Like, why is this guy, why is it? And here's something that you and I have talked about too a lot. I don't think that people in faith don't always, I mean, I think that they think that they're being reverent by just accepting what they read or know or whatever and just going, it is what it is. People don't ask the questions. People aren't trying to dive deeper into their faith. And they're not, you know, they're not asking the why. So the question, I mean, you have to, and what a deeper dig into faith to go, okay, God has this plan. And all of a sudden here's this guy who will not stop trying to thwart the plan. Why?
Yeah. Why? Why? And again, was this something that suddenly happened? We don't know what. Where did this all come from? Because again, we have discussed this before, and I hope people think about this, is God creates humans, don't eat this because you will then know good and evil. So God understands good and evil. Well, there must have also been a dimension in the heaven realm that understood also good and evil. Because all of a sudden, the accuser comes in and plants the seed of evil. Again, you and I have discussed this evil thing. What is evil? What is evil? But he comes in and he thwarts the plan. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's what his title is. His title is the accuser. Mm-hmm. This is what he does.
Yeah.
Now, was he always lying this way? I don't know. But there was the heavenly realm who understood the concept of good and evil. And that comes in, changes everything on earth. Humans now understand good and evil. We're caught in this realm of who do I follow? Why do I follow? Who is what? And I'm with you also is ask the questions. I mean, humans, if we didn't ask questions, we wouldn't grow.
Right.
Or we wouldn't have the technology and the different things we have going on in this earth if we didn't ask, well, why?
So now you're diving deeper and you're going, okay, now I want to know, I want to get to some foundational truths here, or I want to get to at least get deeper into the faith to know why I believe what I believe and not just go, well, it is what it is. It's what the Bible says, or, it drove me nuts not too long ago watching, and I won't name names, but watching a well-known Christian pastor come up against a rabbi on a television program where the host is Jewish. That he's atheist, but he's Jewish by ethnicity. Okay. So he's asking the question about the afterlife and the resurrection, and the pastor is going, well, this is what the Bible says. Jesus, this is what the Bible says. Well, the rabbi doesn't believe what your New Testament says. He doesn't know it. He's not invested in it, but he is invested in the scripture, in the Tanakh, the old, what we call the Old Testament. But the pastor over here is going, well, but the Bible says this, if we do this. And I'm like, do you not know the Jesus of the Old Testament? Like, can you show the rabbi who knows everything about this over here where his Messiah is in what he knows about? Because all you're doing is you're flaunting the New Testament, and he don't know that. He's not in for that. He doesn't care about it, and you can say all you want about it, but he's going to go, well, wait a minute. I don't have that. I've got this. And this is what – so it drove me nuts that all the guy could do – and I'm not saying that he's a bad you know, Christian or whatever, but it just drove me nuts that all that he could do is just say, well, this is what the Bible says. Well, let's dive a little bit deeper than this is just the way it is. Because this is not going to make any sense to this guy over here. And so he's...
No.
You're not asking the questions.
No, and you have to walk into the shoes of those folks. That was part of the last podcast, dealing with two Jewish ladies who had no concept of the Messiah. They've heard of him. So you cannot say, well, here's the New Testament. Well, they're not going they're not going to understand any of that. Right. You have to go back to the Torah and begin to look through those and understand who God is, what he did, why he had to do what he had to do, his makeup, his dimension, you know, the Spirit of God. You know, so he's able to kind of, I'm not sure he's able to separate, or it's just how he's able to do it that we get this, we call it the Trinity, how he's able to manipulate himself to be able to take on these different realms. So they have to understand that and see the picture of the spiritual realm of the Old Testament before you can enter the spiritual realm of the New Testament. And so you've got to take their dimension where those people are at, get in their shoes, and take the time. Because yeah, there's too many who just go, well, this is just how it is. It's like, are you sure? Yeah. Okay, show me in Scripture where that's at. Well, and they can't. You know, I've thrown that out. Where, show me where it shows that the accuser is an angel. Well, they'll go to, what is it, Isaiah and, oh, I forget the other one. There's two scriptures. It talks about a king, does not refer to Satan. Well, that scripture does. Well, you're doing a dual interpretation there. So, faith, again, faith is to challenge you. It's to push you in realms you haven't been to before.
Yes.
And hit those areas that, in a sense, it's like pouring concrete. When you first pour concrete, it's a mucky mess. I mean, it's water, it's gravel, it's sand. And when you pour it, you can manipulate it all you want. You can't. It's not until it sits for a while that it becomes concrete. Yeah. That's how faith is. So you strengthen those areas that you need to strengthen, but allow yourself some of that mucky mess to kind of, you know, help secure where you need to go in your footsteps. Because it comes to what you and I both said, if you really saw an angel as they really are, it'd freak you out. Why? Because we've been taught it's angels have wings. And they walk around, you know, with robes and, you know, that's not who they are. Right. So it's shaking things up. And the concept of, I know we're going roundabout. We began the thing with, is the earth the center? And now we're now kind of evolving into angels. What do you believe? Hoping your faith grows. Don't, you know, walk with people as they need to be walked with. Right. Don't run ahead of them.
Right.
And say, that's the place to go. They're going, well, how do you know?
Right.
You know, have you been there before? Well, yeah.
Right. Well, that brings it all back around anyway. So we're going, is Earth the final destination? Well, obviously, we don't have the answers. So we're kind of walking with it, and we're diving into new things. But if all you do is say, well, this is what was told, then this is what's been put out. Yes, I believe it. It is what it is. Well, then you're not getting all the facts and you're not going further. You're not taking it to the next level to understand what's true. Now, if you are being that way, and you're walking in a it is what it is mentality, I think that you have to be very, very careful then what you're saying to people or how you're leading people. Because if you're not, especially the people, and you talked about this in the last episode, but especially the people who have the questions and they're going to ask them. And you're not going to know the answer, but if it is a it is what it is mentality, you're going to have to be very, 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 very careful what you're preaching to people and what you're teaching people, because you might not be teaching the full truth.
No, and when you do that, you put walls up. You do. If you think you know everything, and you just bluntly say, this is how it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you may have some folks come along going, yeah, I agree with you. What if you got folks who don't agree with you? You just say, well, off to hell with you. Who cares? Could it be that God has sent them to you? Because, number one, he has kind of aligned them or pushed them in some realm. Or maybe that's why angels are there, to help guide these folks, even though they're not being guided or know they're being guided to talk to certain folks. And then church folks just drop the ball continually.
Right.
And not willing to take on some really tough questions like we did. Is the earth the final place? Can you prove it? No. But it helps you think mm-hmm. about things you never thought about. That's where any type of growth, you need to be stretched. I mentioned that last time. You have to stretch yourself.
Right.
I mean, even to learn a new language, that's tough to do. What do? You just go over it and over and over. And the only way you're really going to get good at it is if you get in with a group of folks who speak that language, you're able to speak it all the time. So it's pushing yourself to become stronger in those areas that you're strong in and build those areas that you're weak in. Mm-hmm. We don't come here to say we know all this.
Right.
My hope is future podcasts, yeah, we get rambling here and there. But hopefully some of this will sink in. You're going, I never thought of that before. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know Satan was in his title. It is not. It is not his name. It's a title. He's the accuser.
Yeah.
And angels, they aren't winged little things flying around. They're in a different dimension. Is the earth the pinnacle of where everything's going to wrap up? You threw that out at me, and I went, I don't know. Then I'm going, well, he's going to reside here. He kind of put his thumbprint here. Mm-hmm. For some reason, we are now fighting over land here and there, faith-wise. So, yeah. There's a reason why this was created. And I bet it's bigger than what you and I can fathom.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it comes. I think this battle, this whatever's going on in the physical and spiritual realm, is there's a reason why it's going on. Because it's not just us fighting, it's the spiritual realm fighting at the same time.
Right.
For some reason. Someone doesn't like something. And they don't like it, so they're going to go against it. So, yeah, it's a head-scratcher. I mean, you and I aren't here to give the this is how it is.
No,
this is we're the end not, all end all.
We're offering the other. So, if Earth is the final destination, how does that, or does it, how does that change how we view ourselves then? Because here we've talked about, angelic beings, we've talked about spiritual beings, we've talked about potential alien beings. Maybe they're all one and the same. Who knows? Maybe what everybody else is saying is alien. Maybe it's one of them angels, you know.
Right.
So we're going, okay, we've talked about all that, but now what is that? How does that make us view ourselves? Because if there's an interdimensional realm that sort of coexists and affects this physical realm that we understand, at some point somebody's going to have to, or maybe has. I mean, maybe this is where Jesus comes in. Is he restore order to a spiritual realm first? Because obviously, whatever happens in this spiritual realm affects the physical. So once you restore order in the spiritual realm, then this sort of restoration comes about in the physical realm. And then I can see where a new earth then is created or restored or whatever, however you wanted to say that, whatever it looks like. So then how do I view myself?
Yeah, I mean, if you take it to the point that we have a, if you take it that way, then God has put us there for a purpose. Each person in their dimension, in their year of whatever it's going to be, where 19 or 1890s, whatever it is, there's a purpose or a reason why they're here. And I believe that. Each person has, I don't think there's one purpose, but there's a reason, the gifts, talents of why you exist now than what you do.
Right.
There's a reason why you're here. And I think most folks have lost that concept, is they just get stuck in the muck and they do their daily diligence and they get in the routines that they just can't get out of, instead of saying, okay, I have a purpose here. There's a reason why I'm here. And there's going to be a reason in the afterlife of why I'm still here, of why I'm still doing what I'm doing. I mean, it sounds like once that new nature comes on, we're worshiping and all that stuff. I don't believe that's all we're going to be doing, is sitting there bowing and worshiping. I believe the true talent and gifts of who we are will be used.
Yeah.
It'll become 100% clear, this was my role, and this is why I exist. But in humans today have lost, I believe that a lot of them, not everyone, have lost that, why am I here? I don't know. I'm just going to work, get up, breathe, go to bed, get up, go to work, breathe, go, you know. It's just getting a routine instead of beginning going, okay, is there more to this? You got to wonder, I don't know, was God that same way? You know, how long had he been around, forever and ever, that all of a sudden he went, there's got to be more. And he went, and they probably went, there can be. And so he went, okay, let's make something different. I'm going to create something that, you know, is outside of the realms of the spiritual. If people begin to fathom why the earth is here, why did God go through all the trouble? If the earth is the pinnacle of what God's going to do, we have a plan. We have a, there's a path in this plan that we are to go with. Well, I'm getting kind of confused here. We have a purpose in this.
Yeah.
And that means your life has purpose.
Yeah.
No matter where you live, where you're at, whether you're dealing with one person or 10 million people, there's a purpose why you're here. And use that purpose to the best of your ability to push forward the kingdom of God and to pursue your gifts and talents.
Right. So whether or not, and this opens up doors for other podcasts, for sure, other episodes, things that we can talk about, but whether or not Earth is the final destination point, because I should mention that, you know, for many of us, whether you're Christian, whether you're Muslim or whatever, most believe in some sort of heaven, nirvana, higher
some place, sort of afterlife.
Some sort of afterlife. And I think for a long time we have been saying, you know, well, when we die, we're either going to go to heaven or we're going to go to hell. But, you know, it would beg the question, what is heaven? What is hell? Again, whole nother podcast. We could dive into that.
Whole nother podcast.
Whole nother podcast. But to say, you know, maybe the idea of the afterlife is that, and maybe heaven is more of not a place, but an attribute, you know, being in the presence of a creator or whatever. If that's the case, you know, then is Earth the final frontier? Is Earth the final destination? Could be that it's a restored thing, and that when God is ready, and we, you know, there's a new Jerusalem or cube or whatever that comes down, when God is ready for that, then that's where we go. Maybe heaven, as we have known it, is a holding tank. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Again, we could dive into all that stuff. But so if Earth is the final frontier, I think it really would beg some questions, to dive deeper into, like, who am I as a person then? What's my role? You could come up with questions too, but all kinds of different things. Who am I though? Who am I as a person? What is my role? I think is a big one in this overall plan. Because like you said, we're here, we have purpose, multiple purposes, potentially. What is it? Why?
Yeah. Yeah. And why? The biggest thing is why. Mm-hmm. And that's the question we're asking today is why? Mm-hmm. Why pushes you in realms that make you uncomfortable, sometimes makes you comfortable. But when you begin to put that question is, if you were to wake up tomorrow and go, all right, why am I here today? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do today to stretch myself, push myself, use whatever gifts, talents, is things I'm not comfortable doing, things that I am comfortable doing, but wake up and say, okay, why did I wake up this morning? Mm-hmm. Why have I been given an opportunity to make the most of this day?
Yeah. Right.
That brings a new dimension in to the purpose of why we're here, mm-hmm. why the earth is here, why God goes through all the trouble he does and continues to try to drive us back to him and guide us back to him. Well, what are you going to do with that day tomorrow? What are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. So are you going to just go in your routine and do what you've always done? And then at the end of the day, close your eyes and rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And the sad part is, and I've seen this over and over, this is where the majority of humans are. They just rinse and repeat.
Right.
Because there's no challenges yet. Mm-hmm. So to push, to challenge, I think that I believe that's what God did to himself, pushed and challenged himself, and he still does, to create the earth, create the dimension of the spiritual realm, physical realm, and then he creates a center point of all creation, of all universes here on this planet. Could we be wrong? Yeah. Or whoop-de-doo. But that gives you a purpose on you're here for a specific reason, for a specific time frame. We don't know what that's going to be.
Right.
You could live for 80 years, 90 years, or you could live for 20 years. What's the reason you're here? Mm-hmm. And what's the reason for today? When the sun comes up, you wake up. Why was I given this gift again today?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I believe our gifts, talents, and purpose will come truly into picture when we exit this life.
Yeah.
I really believe that. Because I believe a lot of us, I mean, the same way I think all of us think, I got a purpose somehow. Some find it, some don't. Mm-hmm. But I think in the eternal life, that will become very evident mm-hmm. of what it is. And so hopefully people come from here and it pushes them. I really believe these podcasts should make people uncomfortable. I really believe that. And if we make you uncomfortable, then we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Because it'll push you in your faith.
Right.
So that's where I'm hoping people get out of this is, you know, you and I do a lot of rambling, but hopefully one of these key points go, I'm going to go study that a little bit more and research that and find out more about that, because that's where you get strengthened in your faith and what you believe. Yep.
Absolutely. So. All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on again and talking with me. I love our talks and I love, again, stretching our thoughts and whatever and making your head spin and you make my head spin. It's always fun.
It is fun. And I hope people take out of this again. I hope they grow and they begin to question things. And really, if people listen to this, and there's topics that have kind of boggled their mind, let us know. Because mm-hmm. we would love to get into discussions with other folks going, have you guys thought about this? Or I disagree with this, and this is what I think. It stretches us in our belief system. So if there's topics that people want to discuss or us to kind of bat around, I'd love to see them.
Right.
But yeah, it's always fun doing these. Again, you threw this one at me. You and I have not discussed this fully before. Right. Is the Earth the pinnacle? And I kind of went, where are you going with that? So this was a new one. So there was a lot of rambling here and there. But it's true. God has a purpose. He designed the Earth for a purpose, us for a purpose. Now go find your purpose.
Right.
It'd probably take a lifetime to find it. But go find it. It's worth it.
Go on. You're still here. Go on.
Go. Stop listening.
Go, dang.
Move on. Go. Stop listening right now. Go find your purpose.
Well, this has been Espresso Coffee Talk. We want to thank you for tuning in and listening. I also want to thank the sponsors who sponsored this episode. They are listeners such as yourself. And if you would like to see how you can sponsor, donate, whatever, check out the podcast description. Until next time.
This is Espresso Coffee Talk.